At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Sounds like Megan Fox and Sharna Burgess have this blended family thing down packed. We'll explain.
And Daniel Kaluuya's audition for Love. Ladies, get ready for the tea.
Also, Lamar Odom says he wouldn't mind being a baby daddy. We'll get into that, y'all.
Welcome to Dish Nation. Yeah. Now, my name is Brad Tad, honey, is out today, but we have attorney, author, actress, ripe, juicy peach, honey, Miss Phaedra Parks with us today.
Hey, everyone. I'm happy to be back, Dishin'. But I heard there's some legal matters we need to discuss. Head crack, what's going on?
Man, girl, you came right on time. Well, there's no sunny days sweeping the clouds away on Sesame Street because they were just hit with a $25 million lawsuit.
$25 million.
Thank you for the count. We just about the viral video of the Sesame Street character Rosita not interacting with two little black girls during a meet and greet parade at Sesame Place. Well, Quentin Burns, the father of the girls, is taking Big Bird and his buddies to the bank and claiming pervasive and appalling race discrimination. He's also asking a theme park to pay for the girls' mental health expenses and claims one of the girls is in isolation. Now,
Jesus.
25 to 30 other families have also come forward with videos of similar incidents causing a class action lawsuit. I swear the cast of Yo Gabba Gabba would never.
The Teletubbies would never.
Now, we have attorney at law Phaedra Parks here. Now, do you think Sesame Place is really going to have to dish out $25 million?
Well, what I've noticed is that people are coming forward. So the class has been certified. So I think Sesame Street might need to get ready to write a big check and write it quick. So that they can close that.
But you know what, Phaedra? They are now going to have it will be nothing but black kids at Sesame Place. They're going to be hugging all of the black kids from now on.
I'm trying to figure out if I took my kids. I might need to get into this.
First off, Big Bird would never. So I don't know what's going on with Rosita. Big Bird would never. Neither would Snuffleupagus.
Rosita, por qué?
The people I know would have never done that was Bert and Ernie, honey. You know, they were roommates. And, I mean, they would never, honey, do such a thing.
I've been here for Bert and Ernie and their rubber ducky love for a long time.
Yes, me too, though, fam. So y'all can't talk about them, honey. We love people.
All right. Well, happily blended families seem to be more of a thing these days because Sharna Burgess and Brian Austin Green's new baby boy, Zane, got a chance to get cozy with Brian's ex-wife, Megan Fox. In a recent interview, Sharna spoke about Megan meeting Zane and said she came and got some Zane snuggle time, which was wonderful and really great to see. Sharna also went on to say that Zane has a really big family full of love and support, and she's excited for him to grow up with their family unit.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, now, honey.
That Hollywood life, baby.
That Hollywood. Now, Phaedra and Sherry, honey, that's cute and all, honey, but could you ladies, honey, snuggle up with your ex's newborn baby?
On this one, I might be a little more Hollywood. I don't know if I'm going to be able to. I don't know. It seems a little awkward to me.
Jeffrey loves his siblings. They have nothing to do with the craziness of the adults.
Yes.
So I refuse to put that on them. And so I love those kids so much. Like, they're in my will.
Jeffrey Sibley. Wow. Say what?
Now, their mother is not in my will. Their mother is not in my will. But the kids are Sherry, because I love them so much. They are a part of my son.
Sherry, you done went, I mean, you are a disciple of Christ, child. You done went way far with this will thing now.
That's how y'all know Sherry Shepherd is too good of a person.
No, that's why Sherry Shepherd is Hollywood, honey. She got Hollywood.
She is a whole
Shepherd. Because them little bastards didn't get nothing from me, honey. I'm sorry, because, I mean...
And Sherry failed to mention, I'm also in the will, too.
Yeah, Chewie's in the will.
So I'm really excited about that. Man, Sherry, that's awesome.
I'm trying to get to heaven, girl. All right, guys, it is time for some romance with the little dishes for love. All right. Yes, right, Chewie, get it on. So this is our new segment, and it is dedicated to those celebrities that are putting it out there that they want some love and that they are ready for it. All right, so join the train, y'all. So this is my TV daughter, the incomparable Kiki Palmer, and she got the tea on what a woman needs to bring to the table if she wants to get with Academy Award winner Daniel Kaluuya. All right? Mm. Listen up, single ladies, because you might have a shot.
What does it take to get with Mr. Kaluuya?
Aaron, come on.
Ooh, come on, Pisces.
Sushi, yummy.
Yes.
Water, yummy.
Okay.
Good vibes, good energy. You know what I mean? Fun. And, you know what I mean? Intelligence.
What you think of that list, Phaedra?
Ooh, I think it looks good.
Oh. Phaedra, is this a, hey Phaedra, right. Is Daniel Kaluuya a nope or a yup?
You know what? I think stupid. He's so brilliant. I mean, I like a little conversation.
Yeah.
You know, so let's talk, Daniel.
Yeah, good. Daniel don't want to be bothered with you, honey, because let me tell you something. I heard that he likes white women, honey. Ooh. So if Daniel, honey, if that's what you're looking for, baby, I got Miss Tinsley Parkinstein ready for you, so call me Daniel.
Call him.
You know what? Speaking on behalf of Daniel Kaluuya, I'm going to tell him nope and get out.
Yeah. All right, well, it looks like Lamar Odom keeps shooting his shot at Khloe Kardashian. But unfortunately, it keeps missing. Damn, Lamar.
Nothing there.
So in a recent video, he shared his thoughts on his ex, Khloe, expecting her second child via surrogate with ex Tristan Thompson. Lamar told a reporter that he gladly would have helped Khloe expand her family over her cheating ex had she asked. Wow! Reactions, everybody. Damn. What do you think about this?
I want Lamar to just stop it.
Now, Phaedra, what do you think it'll take for Lamar to finally let go of Khloe?
I don't know. Damn. He might need an exorcism, child.
Gary, this is your boy. This is your boy. What advice do you have for Lamar?
Yes, okay. Hold on, let me take my glasses off.
Take them off, baby. Take them off.
Let me talk to him. I'm going to talk to him friend to friend.
Please do.
Come on.
Lamar, please, honey, please, for the sake of baby Jesus, leave her a damn loan. Lamar, you almost died. You were in that brothel by yourself all alone.
He wasn't alone.
Lamar, I need you to exercise self-love. Self-pleasure, self-love. Just be alone.
Now, where did the self-pleasure come in?
I don't know that he had an issue with self-love.
Yeah. Well,
it's time for Disco Viral. Looks like Polish Below Deck Down Under star Magna Ziomek. Got quite a few people pissed off after a video from the hit Bravo show recently resurfaced of her claiming she's Latina on the inside.
Right.
Take a look.
Oh, man.
I'm Latina, so I just wanted fun.
Are you Latina? No, I'm just inside.
She's not Latina, bro. Don't
is it spicy?
That,
is it caliente
she's
down there?
Muy caliente.
Everybody wants to be Latina. Everybody wants to listen to Latin music, eat Latin food until it's time to be Latino when they pull you over by the cops.
That's just like black folks.
All right, bro, get out of here. You ain't Latina. You're Polish, all right?
There's no way, I'm more Polish than I am
stuttering?
In
Tanner, what's going
he's
on?
He's stuttering,
baby?
Yo. Yeah. Because Tanner loves Latinas.
I love Latinas.
Would it have been less offensive if the Polish woman said, there are parts of me that I identify with being a Latina?
No.
There's no way she could have said that.
What if she would have said, there are parts of me that I identify that I'm black or
Child,
African.
Ain't nobody
or,
trying to be black.
Oh, yeah, I would have wanted to slap her in the mouth.
They don't want to be black.
How would you
we don't
feel?
Do that.
She Matt was black. This close to pulling a Rachel Dolezal. Like,
yeah, well, okay. Exactly. Yeah.
Rachel is one of us.
Maybe Donald Trump will build a wall around her.
Up next, find out what famous actor surprised Aldis Hodge with this offer. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, welcome back. Okay, so my very sexy and cinematic son, I don't know if I can say that in the same phrase, but he did play my son, Aldis Hodge. He is now playing Hawkman in the upcoming Black Adam movie. So, but here's the thing. When The Rock called to tell Aldis that he got the role, Aldis thought he was being pranked because he'd been getting these weird messages on his phone. You gotta check it out.
So DJ calls, hey, it's just DJ. And I'm like, is this person playing or sounds like him kind of? I was like, bro, I'm done. Like, I don't have time. Like, stop on my phone, you know what I mean? And he's like, no, for real, this is DJ. I was like, I messed up.
If Dwayne The Rock Johnson called one of you guys on the phone, would you think it was a prank or would you know it was The Rock?
I would think it was a prank.
Really?
Yeah.
You out here, you popping. People know who you are.
I know, but...
Yeah, I would think he's trying to work me, honey. So I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. Gary, would you let The Rock smash you?
The pieces.
Huh? What, in the movie? Like smash me, like throw me to the
Phaedra.
Wall.
Thank you, Phaedra.
To the ground, Sherry. To the floor, to the wall. Who answers calls that aren't already in your phone?
Let me tell you, Phaedra, I answered a phone call because one time a number came in unknown. And I said, hello, Chewy, don't tease me. I said, hello, and then she said, hello, Sherry, this is Oprah Winfrey.
Oh,
I answer every call.
Wow.
And you get a call, you get a call.
Let me tell you.
What's weird is the phone number just said one. Oprah's phone number is just one.
No, Tanner, you know what it said? The phone call said Jesus, and I answered.
Not Jesus.
That's what it said.
Okay, we all have our favorite things to eat, right? Favorite things to eat. Ryan Gosling just shared that his favorite dish is his mother-in-law's arroz con leche, which is basically Mexican rice pudding with all kinds of cinnamon in there. That's my favorite too. But the best part is how he describes it. Check it out.
If I could only eat one thing for the rest of my life, it would be Ava's mom's arroz con leche. It's like an angel's crying on your tongue.
Angel tears on the tongue.
Angel tears on the tongue.
Love that.
Oh, my.
That's really tasty.
Angel tears.
That's how you honor Latina heritage. Ryan Gosling did it.
Well, that's definitely honoring my mother. If you like her food and you tell her that you like her food, she's very happy about that.
She gets really
happy about that, yeah.
So, Phaedra, what is your favorite food, girl? What is your favorite thing to eat, Phaedra, honey? And I mean, could you describe it creatively?
Yeah. Well, I love Thai food. And I mean, to creatively describe it, I would say it's creamy and spicy, very... orgasmic.
I was about to say, Phaedra sounds like she likes Patsy.
Phaedra sounds like she likes to get sauteed. Chicken sauteed.
Let's talk about Young Love. Now, it's just like a CW show. So a while back, we talked about TikTok queen Charli D'Amelio getting together with Travis Barker's son, Landon. Well, this had fans buzzing because Landon was friends with Charli's ex, Chase Hudson. Well, Chase, a.k.a. Huddy, seems to be calling Charli out in his new song, All the Things I Hate About You, which also sounds like the name of a show. Tanner, can you hit us with those dramatic lyrics?
Yeah, let me hit the emo.
Yeah.
You gotta get ready. Okay, here we go. Stab me in the back like nothing. Never even saw this coming. You're a showstopper, bad liar, homie hopper, drama starter.
If we get an Emmy nomination, we know exactly why we get the Emmy nomination. It's this man right here.
To the top, baby. Damn it, to the top.
Emo. You've got the likeness. And take one syllable and make them two.
You sound like you're from Orange County.
Okay. I love you for all of my life.
So it looks like Charli clapped back with a pic on her IG story showing her Landon locking lips. I've never heard the term homie hopper before. This is kind of dope.
I like it.
That's the man. Yeah. The homie hopper. Can't be hanging out with those, man.
I knew about cleat chaser.
Ooh,
not cleat chaser.
Oh.
Up next, Jimmy Butler is bringing the heat to Miami, and I'm not talking about his basketball game. Well, we'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's time for might have to take a second look, honey, if they encounter Mr. Jimmy Butler these days.
Ooh, yeah.
Now, he got a new hairdo, and it went viral, honey, for good reasons.
Yes,
take
did.
A look. Jimmy's new hairdo.
I love it, baby. Long hair don't
I
care.
Like it.
Do it, Jimmy. Yeah. I think it's super sexy.
It seems like it would make it hard for him to maneuver up and down the court with all that hair.
I think it's very queenish. It's very queenish for a straight man to wear a weave, honey. Men wearing weaves. Now, what y'all have? What the women gonna have left?
Oh, yeah?
People were going in on this guy. Somebody said, you might need a break from Miami, my boy.
Yo, the Miami Heat called him Hemi.
Okay.
Hemi.
Like, come on.
Phaedra and Sherry, could you date a man who has a weed?
Ooh, yes, honey. I'll take him to go get it touched up if he needs it.
But
honey,
what if he told you don't touch his tracks?
Okay.
Honey, I'm a versatile girl. And if are hairline challenged, let's get you some hair.
I could do it. I just don't want to see him looking like George Jefferson. Like bald in the middle
homie
the clown on the side.
So I'm going to ask the guys on the show, Chewy Hair Cracker Town, would y'all be open to wearing weave?
No, I was not doing that.
Not yet.
No,
I'm not there yet. I'm not going to say never.
No.
I'm not going to say never.
Is in your back pocket, Tim.
I would do it so I could identify as 20.
My hair is luxurious and beautiful, and I'm not about to like attach something to it. There you go. Look at that.
They're
man.
Always
look
asking for that. Chewy's hair. Look they always
that,
want it.
Look at that.
Yeah. Oh,
that that's
good,
how you do it.
Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
Sorry, Hemi. Hemi Butler, if you're watching this, shoot your shot at Phaedra. She's got you, Poppy.
I got you, Daddy.
All right, well, it looks like the claws are out with the ladies of The Real Housewives of Dubai. Caroline Brooks and her co-star friend Caroline Stanbury had a few things to get off their chest when they were asked by reporters about their co-star Chanel Ian. So Caroline B didn't have any kind words for Chanel. She said Chanel, quote, has the brain capacity of a 5-year-old.
Oh, my God.
Shots fired.
That was
Phaedra,
nice.
You know these ladies. What do you think about what she said about Chanel?
I know these ladies, and I am a former housewife, so that's just housewife behavior.
Oh, my God.
So you know, Chanel's not smart as a toddler?
Well, I plead the fifth. Chanel is a big personality. And I think, you know,
so are 5-year-olds.
Well, children have big personalities and adults do too.
Talk about her imagination.
We get it.
The moment when someone's like, are they smart? Are they attractive? And someone comes back and like, they've got a great personality.
Yeah.
You already know.
We already know.
You already know.
Train wreck.
Phaedra is a mortician. She owns her own funeral home. She's an accomplished lawyer. I've never heard her stutter so much. But you gone, girl. We got you.
Right.
That word choice got real careful.
Well, coming up next, rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine's girlfriend says she's willing to catch everything for her bae. But a condom.
Ooh.
We'll explain after the break.
Oh.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back.
Hey.
Tekashi 6ix9ine's girlfriend Jade has a burning desire to stay down for her man, y'all. Wow, the model posted a photo of her and 6ix9ine having fun at a speedway in Quito, Ecuador, with the caption, y'all ready for this one?
No.
And I quote, no STD is worth catching if it's not you giving it to me, end quote. Holy
beautiful.
Crap.
Okay, wow.
I gotta give Jade a clap.
Just one.
Okay, and a crab sandwich.
it's love. I mean, love is love no matter how you get it.
Well, love ain't my butt scratching and stanking.
Love isn't itchy and irritable down there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's not love
before
is.
You start itching and scratching. When it happened, honey, then once you got it, you start itching and scratching. So it was love in the process.
I'll pass.
Is there anybody out there that you would catch an STD for, Sherry?
Come on.
Hell no.
Is there anyone?
I'm not even going to answer that. Question.
No.
That's nasty.
That is gross.
I thought he was in witness protection. Like,
he was at one point.
He was at one point, but not anymore. Mm.
Apparently,
not
he's not anymore. Using any type of protection.
But just wrap up. But you know what? Let's end this in a good PSA. Kids, wrap it up.
Listen up, boys and girls. Wrap it up.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.